She can really become animated sometimes. Just ask her husband. He'll let you know. What a blessing. Thank you all. God looks at you and me, and God says this to us. I know your spirit. Larry, I know you. When God says, I know you, God knows you. Not your personality, not your looks, not your actions. God says, I know you. I know your spirit. I know who you are. And God says, I know what I created you for. I know that you have all of my love. I know that not only do you have all of my love, I have instilled in you all of my power, all of my courage. So you have to focus on your spirit. But Satan, the god of this world, Satan had been given the strength for now to offer a conflicting spirit within you. Did you ever say it to someone? I'm just conflicted right now. I'm just conflicted on what is right, what is wrong. I have a conflicting spirit within me. God says, let me give you some insight about who you really are, what you can accomplish, how much power that I have given you, how much courage that I will see to it that you always have. God says, I want you to pay attention to me. Very difficult in this generation. Everybody wants to give us their opinion. I always find it amusing, Brother Webster, when someone always wants to let me know, Larry Vance, let me tell you what's wrong with you. I love that one. And I love to come, I didn't know anything was. I thought everything was just fine. God says, I'm the one that's in charge of who you are. You and I need to pay attention to this, because you and I need to make sure that we're not a part of a conflicting spirit for someone else. That Satan is not going to use us to harm someone else, someone we love. You can have your opinion, but it's mostly a lot better for everyone concerned if you keep your opinion to yourself. Because you see, God says, I'm in charge. If God gave me my spirit, God had blessed my spirit, God has called my spirit, then who is anyone else to tell you in your spirit that you are just not right? People want to think that they know someone else. I got news for you, folks. You got your hand full with you. You don't even know you yet. You get introduced to you every time you wake up. And then the majority of time, you get introduced to that new you every time you open your mouth. Why did I say that? Where did that come from? Randy Kidder must have said that, and I just picked up on it. So I apologize for Randy. See, you and I need to think about life this way. You're an individual. You're touched by God individually. God's Spirit is individually within you. You are a spiritual being. You have an exterior body at this time, the human body, but you're not going to be in that human body for very long. 70, 80, 90, 100 years? By the grace of God? When God lets you keep living like that, you need to straighten something out? He keeps giving us more time and more time to get our life right. Take a step. But that step will not be what somebody else tells you to do. You see, you're an individual. You are you. And God says, I want you to pay attention to me. So, God says to us, and I preached on this first scripture several times, but it's the idea of know the Spirit that you're dealing with. Know the Spirit that is in you. Listen, focus on testing the spirits. Now, sometimes, any of you ever notice that sometimes you got a mean spirit? Sometimes you got an aggravating spirit. A lot of times you'll have that. You'll aggravate someone else. But you, that mean spirit, and you think, I don't like that spirit. Then what are you trying to do? Get it out of you and stick it on somebody else? By letting it show up? Test the spirits. Listen to this. Here's how you will know the truth about salvation and the spirit that you're dealing with. Each of us being spirit, know the individual that you trust your life with, that you trust the moment of time with. Your time's important. You only have a certain amount of it. So it's important. Don't waste it on a wayward spirit. 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3. Dear friends, now listen to John the beloved. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Now listen to what the Bible says. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. You got that? That individual that you're talking to. Well, what's the question? Do you believe that Jesus is exactly who he said he was? Amen. And is? Do you believe that? So when you're asking someone that, trust me, many will turn and walk away from you or will let you know, no, I don't believe that. I believe there is a God. Well, good for you. The scripture says that Satan believes it and trembles. He knows. Therefore, God said, I want you to try the spirits. Don't be hanging out with people, folks, unless God has specifically called you to go to that personality, share his word. Then he'll prepare that heart. But otherwise, do not hang out with them. Because if that person does not recognize that Christ, God incarnate, the Christ has come, what part of them do you want? What part of that action do you want? As a young Christian or as an old Christian? But as a Christian, why would you want to take part in a spirit that denounces the Christ that you say you serve? Stay away from them. And listen to this. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. Or where they're from. Listen to this. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. Amen. The Antichrist is already here. Now, you'll have an ultimate Antichrist at the end time. But Antichrists are plentiful. That's those that want to put down the Spirit of Christ. And if you have the Spirit of Christ, and knowing that that Spirit of Christ gives you the goosebumps, or that Spirit of Christ lifts you up, that Spirit of Christ is where your power comes from, don't get around these people, for they will pull you down. Over the years, been many of them, since God called me to preach, I've listened to many, many young girls and many, many young men that have said, no, Mom, Dad, listen to me. I think I can get them to come to church. Just give me the chance. Let me hang out with them. I can get them to come to church. Now, what parent doesn't want that? Okay, darling. Okay, son. More times than any, that individual will pull that child out of church, not take them to church. I'll go to church if you'll date me. I'll go to church if you'll stick with me. I'll go to church if you do this or do that. If you won't go now, you won't go then. Therefore, pay attention to the spirit that surrounds you. A good book to read? The Bible. Loaded with personalities just like that. Loaded with warnings just for that. Test the spirit to see whether it is of God. And for one thing, I can and do take into consideration every situation individually of a couple that want to get married. I do that. There's only one point or one situation to where I will never perform a wedding ceremony. And that is for a believer to be married to a non-believer. Oh, Brother Larry, I was married to a non-believer and they changed. You were blessed. The majority don't. They will change you. From scripture to scripture, we're warned, watch the spirits. It's not how beautiful they are. It's not, oh, it's not that hunk of a good-looking man. No, folks, it's the spirit inside that human that makes the difference and will make a difference in your life. I refuse to do that because I'm commanded by God's word that I cannot. Do not be unequally yoked to a non-believer. The believer says, Jesus is God. Jesus came to save me. That's what the believer says. You have no part of those who don't. Pray for them. Help them. But trust me, don't get into a spiritual battle, especially when you're a new Christian, young Christian, or a weak Christian. Wait for the call. Christian, go right into the middle. Lord, and I'll tell you how it'll get. Lord, I'm sorry, Randy Webster. Lord, Send Randy or Webster. They'd do a lot better at that than I would. You notice what we do in our lives? The Lord said, no, I touched you. Randy Kidder, I touched your heart. You go where I tell you to. Don't you pay any attention to that preacher trying to get you in trouble. You go. Webster, you do what I command you in your spirit. We have the spiritual connection. You know what God wants you to do. The thing is, do it. But focus on the conflicting spirits in your life. For that little demon inside of you always wants to act up, doesn't it? That spirit. You don't really want to do that. But the Lord told me, well, he didn't mean it. Lord was joking with you. No, he wasn't, folks. When he tells you to do something, he has plans for you to accomplish what he's told you to do. Therefore, pay attention to the Spirit of God, not the conflicting spirit. Focus on spiritual worship. You ready? Listen to this. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Your body as a living sacrifice. Not dead, living sacrifice. Meaning your spirit inside of you is saying, okay, Larry, pick that ornery body of yours up and go where I direct you. God says, I will lead you, I will direct you, I will strengthen you, I will make you victorious. It is my spirit. One day, and that day will come to everyone here, one day, it'll be just you. No, the loved ones may be around, but you won't know it. You hurt too bad. You're too close to leaving the body. And all you got is you, that spiritual you on the inside, and the Christ that gave you that spirit. Then what are you going to do? Are you going to reintroduce yourself to him? Hey, Lord, it's Larry. Well, yeah, I know you, Larry. I love you. I died for you. And it'll be you and him, his spirit, the spirit that will touch your life eternally. It's the spirit that gives you strength and courage no matter what is going on surrounding you, no matter what anybody says, you're at peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Nobody will understand it except you, and you'll have a smile in your heart, and that smile will come from a spirit of truth that is in you. Let his spirit be such a part of your life as a living sacrifice. Be holy. You know what holiness is? Set apart for God's service and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Show up. Unite together. Folks, I don't know whether you've noticed or not, but the churches are dying right and left. They're closing right and left. Nobody's in the pew anymore. More convenient for to sit home and watch or listen, but not to come. God said, I want your body present. We relate through who we are and the spirit inside of us. You let a dedicated Christian have to miss church for a while and see how they agonize. It's just killing them. They want to get back. They want to get back to that smart aleck preacher. They want to get back to that smart aleck minister of music. They want to get back. Absolutely. Why? We are a fellowship. God said, I've created you to be able to fellowship one with another and let your spirit be a part of one another. And let the light of me shine in you, and the world will see, and they'll ask you, what have you got? Whatever it is, I wished I had it. I know Jesus. And Jesus knows me. Holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship. So therefore, worship. Be at peace with the God who loves you. Next, focus on your spiritual discipline. Now, you all listen to me on this one. I need you to be careful with your judgment on others. Romans 14, verse 13. Let us stop passing judgment on one another. Let us stop passing judgment on one another. That's not what my spirit's about. That's not what your spirit should be about. It is about offering the love so people want to change. Maybe they're the ones that's not wrong, and you are. Stop. You are not the judge. You do not have authority to judge when a person is going to hell. You don't have that authority. You have been blessed with the Spirit of Christ that gives you the ability to share love. If you're afraid they're headed in that direction, then be a spirit of kindness that will help them not go there. But judging and telling them how horrible they are will never do it, because you drive them away. And God said, I want you to bring them in. Let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put a stumbling block or an obstacle in your brother's way. Don't do something that's going to stop them from having that close walk with Christ. Don't lead them in the wrong direction. Don't learn about their weakness and then you play up to that weakness for your own advantage. That's sin. Don't do that. What you do is you focus on the Spirit Christ has placed in you. And he said, I give it to you in love. Then should we not give it to one another in love? Should we not be respectful to one another? Should we not still love? I can't help what my friends do, what my family does. I have no control over that. But I can love them. They can love me, even when I'm wrong. Kids, did you know that your parents love you when you're right or when you're wrong? Do you know that your God loves you when you're right or when you're wrong? Do you realize that that love that you're receiving is by far more powerful than any wrong that will overshadow you? And because you know that love, which is a right kind of love, is what you need, then you will fight against the wrong in your life. But you'll do it through love, not through condemnation. Folks, don't condemn one another. Lift each other up. Care about each other. If someone is down, do whatever it takes in your spirit to help them out. Their people are hurting nowadays. There's a lot of hurt that's getting ready to come, more than you know right now than is happening. You are to help one another. I've told you all this before, and I tell you this with a heart from God. I know that things are going, it's going to be hard on you, financially and all, during the times that are lie ahead. Don't you dare give your money to this church when your family's hungry. Don't you dare do that. You take care of your family. You take care of those that are weak around you. You lift them up. God will make sure everything here is taken care of. You might even get some heat next week. Who knows? But God will take care of that. You put your spiritual trust in Him. But don't you use as an excuse, I could have done this for my family, but I just felt so obliged to give it to the church. God doesn't want it. He wants you to find peace. But now when you got it, you better give it. But listen to what God says. Pay attention to the love that I have for you. And Randy, God has extended to me such amazing love. We've got it, don't we, Webster? We've received that love. Who do we think we are? Not sharing it. You give that love. You give that forgiveness. You be there. But you'll have a conflicting spirit in your life, and that spirit says, no, I never do anything like that, and I don't want to be around them, and I don't care what I care. I care what happens to everybody. Folks, I was a prison chaplain for almost 40 years. Prison chaplain. Hardest core criminals in the country that I had. Why? Well, Chaplain Vance, you're suited for them. Never did figure that one out. But one thing I do know, that the hardest core personalities that I've ever got around would melt at a spirit of love. A spirit of concern. And they could tell whether you were real or not, because they could feel it in their spirit. See, when your spirit starts following where Christ tells you to go, the spirit out there that doesn't know Jesus is saying, whoa, I want some of that. I want some of that. But that other fighting spirit inside of you says, no, don't do that. Folks, do it. You step out in faith, believing that God will handle it. And lastly, focus on the Holy Spirit in you. When Jesus left, He left us with the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I've told you many times. The Holy Spirit is not an it, not a thing. The Holy Spirit's a person. Jesus said it's His person in you. It's God's comforter in you. And He will be with you, you know how long? Forever. I got the Holy Spirit in me. Now, my actions, foolish actions, can lead to my foolish death. Yes, prematurely. It is appointed unto man once to die. But that doesn't mean that because everybody dies at a certain time, you say, well, it was just their time to go, so they went. Oh, that's not true. You have a case of the stupids and get out here and do something, you'll die. You'll kill yourself. Not pleasing to God, but it's because we have been given free will. the right to choose. No government gave it to us as a gift from God. And because of that, God says now, that's why I want you praying one for another. That's for the prayer. If it was your time, it's your time, you're gone anyway, why are you praying for me? No, don't waste your breath. You and I need to understand that the Spirit of God is working within us and within this world. And He says, I give you the free will, but follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. You follow the world, you're going to drown in the ocean out there. So He says, pray one for another. Yeah. Does it work? No working about it. It's an order from God. Pray for each other. And when you pray for each other, that person will be lifted up. Unless it's the appointed time, you can't go past that time. But you can die sooner. Yes. So Lord, because my son, my grandson, my daughter-in-law had a bad case of stupids, Lord, bless them. God says, okay. We pray for each other that way. It's called love. 1 Corinthians 2:12 and 13. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths and spiritual words. Do you know when you pray, whether you've read this or not in Scripture, do you know that you and I don't know what to pray for? But because in earnest we bow our hearts in prayer, the Scripture says that the Holy Spirit takes the prayer, the Holy Spirit in us, takes that prayer and presents it before God the Father. In babblings, the Scripture says, that you wouldn't understand. Some people say speaking in tongues. I say it's the Holy Spirit's way of speaking. The Holy Spirit then takes that. Because you and I could be wrong in what we're asking for, but because you do it in the right spirit, God is going to bless that prayer. And God and the Holy Spirit in you is going to offer that prayer in the presence of God, and it's straightened out. This is what Larry means. This is the heart of a spirit-filled individual. Every Christian is spirit-filled. Hear me well. The conflicting spirit, it's what's fighting you. It's not the Spirit of Christ in you. It's the spirit of the world that's trying to keep you from presenting that Spirit of Christ. That's God's Word. And it don't get better than God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you give us direction today, your love to supersede all else. As you touch us in our spirit, Father, help us to touch the spirit of others through love, harmony, through just caring, dear Lord God. Let your word go out to the nations and watch the nations grow because of your spirit. We ask the blessings now on each one. In Jesus' name, amen.